And there's a sound bite that goes here.
Here. Here.
Or here.
Right here.
We don't got it.
Well,
all
what
right.
It was going to be was Fox Business.
Yeah, this really zooty. You know how when you watch the Fox News Channel or
yes.
you cruise past the Fox News Channel,
sure.
there's all this incredibly zooty graphics and music? Well, they are using that to launch a new business channel. On Monday, in 34 million homes, Fox Business News launches. Now, does the world need another cable news channel? Do you even care? Sounds like a perfect setup for the Bryant Park Project regular feature about news that just doesn't float your boat. It's called Make Me Care. Ready to take the challenge is NPR's own media correspondent, David Folkenflik. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys.
So let's get some basics about the Fox Business Channel before we put you on the hot seat. How long has this been in the planning stages, and who is the mastermind behind determining the Fox Business brand?
Well, this has been, sort of in the gestational stages for over a year. They've been sort of hoping to do this. The mastermind is unquestionably Roger Ailes. He's the guy who brought America the Fox News Channel for News Corp. He's also the guy who brought America, really, the success of CNBC. He really worked on shaping both its tone, its style. He boasted the other day to a conference that he said helped design the sets that were still being used by CNBC, although he hasn't been at the network for over a decade. Roger Ailes is the guy, and Roger Ailes is making Fox feeling pretty buoyant about its chances with this new venture.
Okay, producer Matt Martinez, put 60 seconds on the clock, please. David Folkenflik, you have 1 minute to make me care. Now, when you hear the stopwatch ticking, you have 10 seconds to wrap it up. Fox Business Network, make me care. Go.
Okay, there are two narratives here. One is, if you're really into the notion of the CEO as hero, this is the question of, can Rupert Murdoch take over the world? You know, he's been able to knock CNN off its perch as the number one news channel. He was able to make MSNBC seem a lot less relevant than it expected in the cable news world with Fox News. Now he's venturing into this. He has taken over the Wall Street Journal and thinks that he's going to make the New York Times not the newspaper of record anymore, both nationally and internationally. Here he'll go in this area. Boy, you guys have gotten me rushing with a one-minute deadline. The other narrative that is interesting to me is this is yet another front on the sort of cultural wars as it's being fought in the news business, and that is that, there's been this very successful vein mined by Fox News that the media isn't serving America adequately, and Fox News has found a successful audience based on that, both in terms of politics and in terms of culture. They feel that the coasts are overlooking, heartland values, that sort of thing. In this case...
David.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. In this case, finish your sentence, because I like you.
I'm going to say, in this case, Fox Business News or network is going to somehow pitch itself as the business channel for Wall Street and Main Street, less for the wealthy elite and more for the rest of America. I don't know how that actually translates, but it's an interesting pitch.
I must really like you. I gave you an extra 30 seconds.
Well, it's because he was making me care.
Did he make you care?
Totally. David, you did it, man.
It's sort of interesting because there's a whole bunch of drama around this with Ailes having run CNBC and sort of maybe leaving under not the best terms, so he's going to start this rival deal. But here's the thing I have a question about. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox and the Wall Street Journal. CNBC has a long-term deal with the Wall Street Journal for content. Is that a problem for the new Fox channel?
I think it's more of a frustration than a problem. As you say, financial journalists are going to, from the journal, are tied into going to CNBC, I believe, through 2012. So this is a longer play. But he can already, I think pretty much after debuting, have the political staff, the international correspondents of the Wall Street Journal. He can leverage a lot of different journalists from the newspaper onto his show. The real question to me is more going to be whether the cultures are so different from the journal, which is, known for some of the most meticulous journalism in America, and Fox News, which, has a culture much brasher, much more, its style is sort of declamatory rather than definitive in the niceties of the reporting, and whether those two cultures can mesh on this new Fox Business Network.
It's going to be interesting also because Ailes has poached a bunch of talent from
other
places.
Oh, by the way, and speaking of which, we got a note. About full disclosure?
Yep, I was going to say that there are some people on our staff who have relationships at CNBC and MSNBC for full disclosure. We just do want to say that.
Just keep it above board on the BPP.
David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent, thanks for making us care.
Thanks for letting me play.